Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
Shameful. Shameful, disgusting, an abandonment of an ally, an abrogation of America's most fundamental and first duties to stand up for freedom, to stand for our allies, to defend sovereign boundaries, to stand up for human rights. Today, wiped away. And I'll note this. Not even wiped away with some sort of diplomatic flair. If you notice a theme in what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump were saying, you need to be thankful. You need to do what we tell you to do. I'll tell you this much. Billionaire bullies, they might wield an incredible amount of power, but what they can't command is the respect of the American people. They cannot command the respect of our allies. So disgusting. And you see, at the end of the day, what needles Donald Trump, what needles Elon Musk, is that they cannot command, they cannot dictate that they are respected. So they would rather be feared. And the last time I checked, government through fear, oppression, abandonment of first principles is no government I want to be a part of. We're going to continue to go to the phones, 855-752-4842. Lots of text messages. I'm going to try to get to those as well. Steve from Madison, you're up next, sir.
Government through fear, oppression,
can we turn to, hang on, Steve, we can't hear you too well. Are you on speaker, Steve? Can we get you cranked up a little? Can you come off speaker, Steve, if you're on it?
I'm off the speaker.
Oh, there you go. Now we can hear you. Go ahead, Steve from Madison.
I'm a veteran, and I'm totally disgusted with Trump and the whole situation. Everything. It's not just Ukraine. It's taking away military veterans. Benefits, destroying our military. They're literally destroying our military.
Yes, sir.
They're in charge. And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you for calling, Steve from Madison. They are destroying our military, and they're destroying our national security. Ali from the Northwoods, you're up next.
First off, I'd like to thank Steve for his service.
Yes.
My dad was a veteran of the Army for 22 years. And what Trump did today and Vance did today was appalling. They talk about the shot heard around the world. Well, this will be the attack heard around the world. We will have lost every bit of respect from every country that we have ever been allies with. No one will believe a word or trust us ever again. And all of this is because of Trump wanting to give his billionaire buddies a bigger tax cut.
I couldn't agree with you more, Ali. As they say, trust is incredibly hard to build. But it can be wiped away and lost in one terrible meeting. I want to share what I'm seeing overwhelmingly on the text lines. Dale from Oshkosh, Tammy from Virginia, Jim from Campbellsport, Matt from Middleton, others saying this. I have never been embarrassed to be an American. today, I am embarrassed to be an American. I too, my friends, have never, ever been embarrassed to be an American. I've spent a lot of my life thinking about our history, our complexities as a nation, thinking about how to make things better, but I have never, not once, in all my work abroad and travels abroad and questions from friends of mine that were born in other countries, never been embarrassed to be an American. Today, I too am embarrassed. Kurt from Madison, you're up next.
Well, I agree with all the other people that have spoken, as well as those who are veterans, which I am one of. I have no words to put to this. This is beyond anything I could ever dream in my lifetime. I would advise everybody, I've already started doing it, go online, start finding all the consulates of the European nations. I mean, by default, you should be reaching out to your senator, congressman, and anybody else. But reach out to the consulates. Let them know that we're appalled with what our president has just done.
Yes.
Let them know that the people of this country have their back. It's not hard to do. You just Google Ukraine embassy, French embassy. They all have links. I've already sent messages to both Ukraine and France, and I'm going to continue to do this with as many of the other nations as I can. We have to get out in the streets. We have to really raise hell now on this.
And we're going to do so peacefully, Kurt. We're going to do so with clarity in addition, because this is utterly unacceptable. Whatever policy differences we may have, Kurt, right? Like, we can go back to arguing about all sorts of conservative, liberal policy things. But this strikes at the heart of our country's most sacred principles and values. Kurt, thank you for your service, sir. Thank you for your call and participating. Next up is Ken Bob from Daleyville. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Maggie. USMC veteran here. I only want to, the outrage is obvious. The only thing I want to add is that this is not just about a tax cut for Trump buddies. You can spend money on military stuff and give a whole lot for your friends. Putin's got something on Trump. Trump is Putin's tool. This is an absolute betrayal of America.
Thanks, Ken Bob from Daleyville. I agree. This is a betrayal of America. I am concerned as well, like the total and complete lack of any daylight between Russian propaganda talking points and what comes out of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance's mouth should be so deeply concerning to every American. There's no daylight. It's as if I forget what the modern equivalent of the KGB is. It's as if the KGB printed out a set of bullet-pointed talking points, handed it to Donald Trump, and he's like, yeah, Vladimir Zelensky, why don't you come into this meeting? We'll have a good faith discussion. No, I'm just going to scream and yell at you a bunch of talking points handed to me by the KGB. That's what it is. And by the way, Vladimir Zelensky's approval ratings are 12 points higher than Donald Trump's. 12 points. It's ridiculous. And he won his election in 2019 with a stunning 73% of the vote. Yeah, way higher than Donald Trump. One of the folks watching on YouTube made this comparison, that today's Oval Office meeting looked like two enforcers from the mafia shaking down your local bodega owner for protection money. Yep. Sure did. Cam from Appleton, you're up.
Hey, I want to remind others that when he is bragging about the Javelin missiles that he sent over to Ukraine, those are the same ones. I'm pretty sure they got him impeached the first time because he wanted Zelensky and his people to go and investigate Biden. And if you're going to go protest in the streets over this, which I encourage, I do encourage you to keep aware of your surroundings, because Trumpers out there and heavy MAGA people that are ill-informed, they're heavy utilizers of the Second Amendment, and I recommend that people learn, at least, to use a weapon.
Cam, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for your take. Here's what I'm going to suggest. Don't bring a weapon. We still have the right to assembly and to protest peacefully in this country. I say we use it. Waging nonviolence is how you stand up to bullies. Because I fear a conflict between two armed groups, one of which has a viewpoint rooted in facts and reality, the other one isn't. Donald Trump put out a statement not too long ago on social media. We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace. He disrespected the United States of America and its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace. Shame on you, Donald Trump. The only disrespect shown in that meeting was the disrespect that you showed a crucial American ally. The only way to avoid World War III, sir, is to support Ukraine. I wonder how Polish Americans are feeling today. Because where does Putin's ambition take him next? Disgraceful. Tom from LA, you're up next, sir.
Well, we now know when Rojo and all those guys were at the 4th of July in Moscow, rather than being here in the United States where their loyalties actually lied. I think that Donald Trump and Vance are Russian assets. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so saddened by our country. Honestly, Maggie, the way it felt to me when he was talking to courageous, honorable Vladimir Zelensky, who actually fought in a war and didn't get out for bone spurs and is actually fighting with his people side by side, it was almost like the slave owner talking to the slave. That's what was going through my head. It was almost like, you need to say thank you to me, even though Zelensky has shown his appreciation to the United States. I'm so sickened by it. I am so saddened by all the men and women that did fight in wars, World War II, that it's just such a stain that is on this country now. And I really, really hope that the media does not normalize this behavior or just say, oh, that's just Trump being Trump. I hope that this is the final straw. And I think all of us Americans need to get our tax dollars, find out where they're going. And honestly, we'll go and fund Ukraine by ourselves. We'll go and meet with the defense contractors and get the equipment. Because that's all they really want was the equipment. They don't want the money. So, and all they want to do is be able to protect themselves. This is just so astounding. And I hope everyone feels some type of just responsibility for putting this group into office, and we got to figure out a way to get him out of office. Peace.
I'm just going to hop in here because we're running out of time, Tom. If you're on the lines, please stay there. 855-752-4842. I'm going to say the word impeachment. 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 My name is Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.